You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The European Football Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello everyone, good to have you with us. Welcome along to the latest edition of the European Football Podcast. Dave Kellner here, standing in for Alex Dunn. This weekend, with Ray Druitt joining me here in the studio to look ahead to three of the feature matches on the continent over the course of the next couple of days on Friday and Saturday. First of all, a warm welcome to Mr. Ray Druitt. How are you doing, Ray?
Very good, thanks, Mr. Kellner. How are we?
I'm very well, and I'm looking forward to this weekend. We've got a couple of absolute belters. The game in Italy in particular, which we'll come on to last of all on the podcast, is going to be fascinating and could be influential in deciding the title.
Definitely. I mean, it is the standout game of the weekend. Alex and I have discussed this many a times. Most of the major leagues in Europe are pretty much sealed by now.
Yep.
This one is exciting. We haven't had an exciting title race in Italy probably since, I don't know, the late 2000s. This one is absolutely fantastic. Every single week we're expecting someone to slip up. They don't, they just keep going, but this time something has to give in this game. It's going to be an absolute cracker, and of course it won't decide where the title goes, but it could well give someone a massive advantage.
It could indeed. We'll start with a game in Portugal first off. This is Benfica versus Porto. Friday night game, this one, 8:30. You can watch it live on William Hill TV as well. Benfica 23-20 to win the game. The draw in the market at 21-10. And Porto in the betting at 23-10. This is first versus third in the Primeira League, and the 6 points separating the two. If Porto are to keep alive any hopes of challenging for the title, this is a game they must win. They're 6 points behind Benfica in the league, and they need to get over that surprising loss to Arouca last Sunday as well. That's not been the only slip from Porto in recent times, though, Ray. They have looked a little bit shaky this season.
Yeah, well, four defeats from the last seven. They've had, I think they're on to the third manager this season already. One of them was an interim manager, but they haven't looked like the Porto of late. That defeat last Sunday at home against Arouca, as you said, Arouca a mid-table at best. Porto should not be losing those games, and historically they don't lose those games. Their record at home generally is so strong. They come into this a little bit wobbly, probably low on confidence, a manager who has come in and maybe hasn't had the desired effect just yet. And if you're coming in and you're playing Guimarães or Estoril, it's all right.
Yeah,
you're going to Benfica, you're going to your fiercest rivals. This is going to be a very, very tough game, and our traders make Benfica the favourites, and rightly so for me. Benfica in great form, 11 wins on a bounce, a home record that, I mean, you've got to be petrified of it. There's so much green. You look on the likes of Soccerway, and you look at their home record in this league, and it's just fantastic. It's just a sea of green with the odd little bit of yellow, and then maybe once every 3 years a red thrown in there. It's a tough place to come, and they're really, really up against it.
They are indeed. As you mentioned, that home record is pretty formidable. Sporting Lisbon have been to the Estadio da Luz and won twice this season. Atletico have won there in the Champions League as well. But apart from that, this season they've been they've been perfect at home. And, I mean, I think the traders are actually dangling a tasty carrot with Benfica at 23-20. I was looking at this game prior to seeing the odds for the match, and I thought maybe even money, even a shade of odds on, despite this being Porto coming to town. Benfica have been so dominant, I thought there'd be odds on here.
I think they've got it about right, if I'm being honest.
Okay.
We've covered this game in the last couple of years on the European Football Podcast, and we tend to get a rough idea of where the traders are going. And because of, I guess, the ability of these two sides and their head-to-head records, It is quite difficult to separate them. They always give the home side the slight advantage, but I don't think they'll ever make the odds on unless something big's happening. We talk about head-to-head records. We've got derbies all over the world. We've got the Manchester Derby, the Merseyside Derby, the Glasgow Derby. 233 times these guys have played. 90 wins for Porto, 86 for Benfica, is that right? 57 draws. These wow. two are so closely matched. They really, really are. And I think if Porto are in better form, I'd probably be siding maybe for a draw here. But because of their form and because of the form of Benfica, I think the traders have it right, and Benfica at 23-20 does look good. But it's their front line, Dave. That's where you've got to be looking. Benfica's front line is absolutely frightening. Jonas and Mitroglou, and this is Kostas Mitroglou. Fulham fans will remember him probably not so fondly, but I mean, he shouldn't be judged on his time in England. He came to a side who were struggling. He's a good player. They've scored 38 goals between them this season. Listen to this. Free transfer, Jonas. Free yep. transfer about 18 months ago from Valencia. 65 games, 55 goals.
Wow.
If all free transfers were like that, it would be a wonderful place, wouldn't it? I mean, Newcastle would actually be all right. but, I mean, they've got incredible firepower, not just from Jonas. I think Mitroglou got a hat-trick last week away at Belenenses. They've got really, really... They've got great creativity in Gaetan and Talisca and Pizzi as well. They've got players who will create chances for these guys to put away. For me, you've got to be looking at Benfica. And I do like the win cast. It's not a specially created win cast by our traders,
yep.
but it is a score win cast, 90 minutes, just under the goal scorers. It's Jonas and Benfica to win. And that, any time, is 11-5.
11-5.
It was 9-4 on the way in. So in the space of about 20-odd minutes, the price has changed. But it's 11-5
yep.
for Benfica to win and Jonas to score any time. Big, big fan of that. I mean, if anyone's going to score the goals, chances are it is going to be him. Now, the only downside to that, I think he may have played Porto 6 times in his brief Benfica career, and he's yet to score against them.
Okay.
But given the form Porto are in, given how many goals Benfica are scoring, which is remarkable, I think they nick this one, and I think he's on the scoreline.
Benfica to win the game 23-20, the draw 21-10, and Porto in the betting at 23-10 here with William Hill.
La Liga.
Yeah, here we go. Another big game coming up and covered here live on the European Football Podcast. Dave Keller and Red Root with you. And we've got Real Madrid versus Athletic Bilbao. This is a 3 p.m. kickoff on Saturday. And Real Madrid are 1-4 to win the game. The draw in the market at 5-1. And Athletic Bilbao 10-1. Enhanced odds. Cristiano Ronaldo to score 2 or more. And Real Madrid to win is 11-5. And Aritz Aduriz to score and Athletic Bilbao to win in the betting at 16-1. Real Madrid trying to keep tabs on Atletico and Barcelona at the top of the table. And their recent form, as you would expect, has been pretty strong. They've been hurt by draws away from home at Betis and Valencia and the loss away at Villarreal. But at home, Ray, they are generally unstoppable. They've won 6 home games in a row in La Liga with an average of 5.5 goals scored. Admittedly, that is slightly skewed given they got 10 against Rayo Vallecano. They've got a decent home record against Athletic Bilbao in La Liga as well. They've racked up some seriously big scorelines against Athletic Bilbao in recent years in this fixture.
Yeah, I mean, I think the last 6 reads 5-0, 3-1, 5-1, 4-1, 5-1 and 5-1.
Yep.
11 on the bounce, they've won in the capital against Bilbao. It's a very, very one-sided head-to-head. It's a very one-sided market at 1-4, as you would expect. But you touched upon Real Madrid's home form there, and I mean, you're bang right. 6, 5, 5, 3 and 10 in the last 5 home games. That's not bad, is it? Some teams don't score that all season, but they are flat-track bullies. You know, when some of the bigger sides come to the Bernabeu, they can give them a game. And Bilbao are a tough nut to crack on the road. Mm. Now, people look at their recent away form and they'll say, well, they lost 3 of the last 5, and they have, but they played decent sides. They travelled to Barcelona, they travelled to Sevilla, Celta Vigo and Atleti in their previous 5 games. They did win at Celta Vigo, which is a fantastic result. They did ship 6 at Barcelona, but they were down to 10 men. I think it was around about the 6th minute, wasn't it? 5th or 6th minute, they were reduced to 10 men. It was actually the 4th minute. Funny thing about this, we'll come on to this. Obviously, Alex Dunn is not here, but he will be listening. I think he put Bilbao up at +2 in that 6-0.
Well, that explains the scoreline, doesn't it?
Of course it does. But he was right to do that because they are a tough nut to crack on the road. And if it hadn't been for that red card, maybe we would have seen, you know, a slightly different scoreline. But I'm not convinced by Real, you know, and I thought they were they were shaky at the start of the season under Benitez. They weren't losing many games, but as you said, punctured by draws, silly little draws as well, certainly away from home. They were pretty average, less than average at Granada on Sunday. I think Modric scored an absolute screamer, which got them the 3 points there. But it's difficult to say if they've improved under Zidane or not, because their home games have been against, with the greatest respect, terrible sides. Six against Espanyol. Espanyol conceded, I think it was 4 or 5 against Sociedad on Monday night, which nobody does that. And I'm not convinced that they're anywhere near as good as they were under Benitez. And that's, I don't think they were great under the Benitez, but I'm not really sure Zidane has taken them on. And I think Bilbao will go here and put up a decent challenge. They've got goals in them themselves. Aldariz, who is a part of the headline offer. Inaki Williams is in great form. Unfortunately, he's suspended. He got sent off last week when they played Villarreal. But as we spoke about the head-to-heads, on five of those occasions, Bilbao have scored at the Bernabeu.
Yes.
I think they score again. But Real Madrid win this. You can't take the 1-4. And I think it's dangerous to go on the handicaps, because Real Madrid are missing players. They're always good to concede 1 or 2 goals. And although they do score 5 and 6 on a regular basis at home, I think this could be a tighter affair than maybe recent head-to-heads and recent scorelines against opposition for Real Madrid has been. So 13-10 match result and voting to score Real Madrid. I like that. There's plenty of reason to like that. But I laughed at Alex. I am actually playing the +2 here on Bilbao again.
You two have been rubbing off on each other.
19. I beg your pardon.
I mean that metaphorically, not literally.
Lovely. So 19-20 for me. Bilbao +2 goals. Yes, they get hammered every single time they come to Madrid. I think this could
I'm not
be
having
different.
This rare.
I think this could be different. I would certainly rather play the +2 on Bilbao than the -2 on Real in this particular market.
Okay.
Or the -1 or the -1 on Real in that particular market at 4-6.
I came in here thinking I'll have sensible chat with Ray Drew throughout this podcast, and we've got 12 minutes in and it's all gone to pot.
To be fair, that's last. That's
the over/under was set at 5.5. To be fair,
I will take it. I will take it. I think they could. They're steely, and I think they'll learn from the mistakes from their recent trip to the new camp. And Bilbao are an okay side, and I think, with maybe Inaki Williams not being there, they'll maybe revert to a more defensive side.
Yeah.
And try and frustrate Real. And Real, of course, do have the Champions League and away tie at Roma Tuesday or Wednesday next week. They're no Gareth Bale. These other guys are not a replacement for Gareth Bale. I think they can. I think Bilbao can maybe not lose by more than one goal.
Yeah, Real Madrid and both teams to score is the bet that you mentioned, Ray, that I like at 13-10. And if you're looking at the goal scorer markets, Karim Benzema has got 7 in a row, and if he scores again, that will be 8 in a row. That will be his best ever run in La Liga. And if he gets 2 or more, he would equal his best ever goal scoring record in the league as well. So good season for Benzema so far.
Yeah, very good. It's a shame as well, because he's probably coming into this, his last two seasons have been strong, and unfortunately for other reasons he's probably not going to play in the Euros. And as you know, Dave, I'm a huge fan of the French, and Benzema in particular.
Yes.
So I'm a bit disappointed he probably won't be going to the Euros, but he's a wonderful player. I said a while ago I can't see Real Madrid ever getting rid of him until Aguero becomes available, because of the players they can actually access. For me, there's not a better centre forward in world football that does that job for Real Madrid than Benzema that is available. They're not going to get Barcelona's trio. For me, there isn't an upgrade on them out there.
France, by the way, for Euro 2016, have been exceptionally well backed. They're now favourites to win Euro 2016 at 11-4. Is a slight segue here.
I mean, I obviously like them, but I don't know if I can back them as favourites. I was very much on the board the underdog, which I mean didn't make it past the quarterfinals, but I think the bet was right at that time.
That's the game between Real Madrid and Athletic Bilbao. Real Madrid in the betting at 1-4. The draw 5-1. Athletic Bilbao 10-1 here with William Hill. Serie A. Now for the big one this weekend. This is an absolute cracker coming up. Juventus versus Napoli. On a Saturday night, 7:45 a kickoff. Juventus 11-10 to win the game. The draw 11-5, and Napoli in the market at 11-4. Couple of headline offers here for you as well. Enhanced odds: Paolo Dybala to score and Juventus to win is 7-2. and Gonzalo Higuain to score and Napoli to win in the betting at 6-1. This is something to really whet the appetite on a Saturday night, this one. Top two going head-to-head in a duel that won't decide the title, but could give one or the other a significant psychological advantage going into the closing stages of the season. Just to put this game into context, Juventus have won each of their last 14 in Serie A. They haven't conceded in their last five. Napoli, meanwhile, on an 8-game winning run, the longest in the club's history since the inception of Serie A. You couldn't ask for anything better here, Ray.
No, and that 14-game winning streak for Juventus is also a club record in Serie A as well. You've got two sides probably playing at this point of the season at the peak of their powers. They're both struggling a little bit with tiredness, you maybe say, but they've both got pretty much an almost clean bill of health coming into the crunch time. You couldn't have set this game up any better. I mean, Juventus started so poorly. You know, it was well documented. They lost three big players in Tevez, Vidal, and Pirlo at the start of the season. Allegri did what he could. 103 years since they had a worse start than this. You know, they were really, really struggling. So what do? They go and win the next 14 on the bounce and pull themselves back into the title race. When we were discussing the anti-post markets at the start of the season, I was pro-Juventus. After they lost the first couple of games, I was still pro-Juventus. After we got to about seven games in, I was still pro-Juventus.
I'll have to listen back to those podcasts.
Now, the reason why I thought Juventus will win it is because nobody else can win it, if you get what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I didn't expect Inter Milan, Fiorentina, Roma, Milan to be consistently strong, win games in tough conditions, go away and grind out results, or overpower teams by scoring, you know, outrageous amounts of goals. But Napoli have kind of proved me wrong here. And there is a genuine title race on Napoli. As you said, 8 games on a bounce. They score so many goals. Higuain already scored more than last season's top scorer in Italy. He's going to be the first player since Luca Toni to score 30 goals in this season. He's going to do that. And he looks like he's about to break a 66-year-old record for scoring in Serie A as well. He's absolutely on fire. 6 on a bounce in the league. I think that's a record for him. 6 away games on a bounce he's scored in. He's just a guy who's in exceptional form. But so are Juventus. And Juventus, we know, as you touched upon their defensive record, Dave.
Yeah.
They don't concede many. So you've got probably the best attack this season in Napoli coming up against the best defence.
That's what it is statistically. Napoli have scored 53 in the league this season. Juventus have only conceded 15. Just to elaborate on your Higuain stats as well, 24 in 24 league appearances this season. His best tally in a European league was 27 for Real Madrid back in La Liga 2009-2010. So he's going to eclipse that this season. This is set perfectly. I love these matchups as well, where you've got we always talk about this in American football parlance. In the NFL, you've got the best defense going in against the best offense, and that's what makes a match like this. Alex will kill me for using an NFL reference in this podcast, but that's what makes this matchup so special.
Definitely, because they're not both going to be able to play their usual game.
Yeah,
and it's the tactical knowledge and nous of these two managers which is really going to be called into question now. Because I talk about the defensive solidity of Juventus, they are going to be missing Chiellini for this game, who we know is definitely in the top five defenders in the world. He's getting old, but he still does a job. Probably what two Premier League defenders can do. He's consistently strong. It looks like they may well switch to a back three, a 3-5-2 here,
right,
to accommodate the absence of Chiellini, which could be interesting because Napoli have better central players than they perhaps do wingers in Insigne and Hamsik, who've probably done most of their better work inside field. So there's probably going to be, because of the switch back to a five, it might be a bit more compact and tighter in midfield than Napoli have been used to. So there's already a little bit of tactical battle going on, even on Thursday before the game has even kicked off. I just touched upon Insigne as well. I want to mention a stat of him. I think he became the first player in the top five European leagues this season to hit double figures for both goals and assists.
Right, okay.
So it's not, you know, it's not only Higuain who's dragging this team through as well. There's a lot of other players doing the dirty work, but of course he's taken the plaudits with 24 in 24. Napoli haven't won at Juventus in the league since 2009. Juventus do have the head-to-head record. I think they win.
Right, okay, you're going with Juventus then.
I kind of have to. I like Napoli, and you know, 11-4, it's a big price. But I don't think you could play or would play Napoli to win this. I think the only other option would be to play the double chance on Napoli or draw, which is around about 4-6. But for me, given this form, Juventus, they know how to grind out results. They know how to grind out trophies. They know how to grind out titles. Mm. I think they do it. 11-10, I think, is appealing. It's not the best price you'll ever see. It's not, you know, it's not going to run outside and tell everyone about it, but I think they win. I think they get the job done.
And we've mentioned Gonzalo Higuain. Paulo Dybala, 22-year-old Argentinian. He is the youngest player to have been involved in 20-plus goals in all across the five top European leagues this season. Scored 13, assisted 8. Just looking at his price, he's 8-5 to score anytime. He must be a player that's really impressing you at the moment, Ray.
He's exceptional. Absolutely exceptional. He's every Argentinian who can dribble will always be compared to Messi, but he just glides past players.
And Maradona.
And Maradona. He just glides past players. He's a small lad. I mean, you know, I'm a big lad, obviously, you understand that, but he's about my size. But, he just glides past players. He's got good strength, he's got quick feet, he's got fantastic vision, he can score, and as you said, he can sell quite a lot of goals, and he has definitely been the star of this campaign. And we've got the two best attacking players statistically going to get ahead of each other in Higuain and Dybala.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a cracker, but as I said, I think Juventus just edge it. 11-10 is a decent price. Now, do you play the both teams to score and Juventus, bearing in mind how many goals Napoli score? I don't know.
Enhanced odds offers there as well.
Are you confident in playing Juventus to win to nil and Napoli not scoring? I think Napoli failed to score away at Genoa and Carpi this season. So there's not many sides who have kept them out. Roma kept them out at home. So you'd have to become the fourth side this season to keep Napoli out. It's going to be difficult. Alex Dunn fancies the both teams to score, 10-11. He likes that as a single. That will be his nap for this week.
Right.
I would just play it simple. I think the 11-10 is big enough to get involved with the Juventus here.
11-10 Juventus, the draw 11-5 Napoli, 11-4. So Alex Dunn's nap is both teams to score, Juventus versus Napoli.
That's correct.
Yeah. 10-11. I don't like that, so it's got every chance this weekend. You know what? I really like the Real Madrid Athletic Bilbao game. Madrid to win and both teams to score. I'm just going with statistics there.
I think that's the sensible bet in that one. I think it's a good enough price. I think you can't, like I say, you can't bet Real at 1-4. So you have to kind of look towards a handicap to get a bigger price.
Yeah.
The best price in that game, certainly for me, is the Real Madrid and both teams to score.
You mentioned the stat earlier about Madrid at home against Bilbao. They've won 10 successive games against Athletic Bilbao in La Liga at home, despite keeping just 2 clean sheets in the process. So that's landed 8 out of 10. So I think that's a decent bet, 13-10. You also briefly mentioned 5-1 scoreline, which I just need to mention very quickly at the end of this podcast. 3 of the last 6 games between the two sides at the Bernabeu have ended 5-1 Real Madrid. I wouldn't put anyone off having a few quid on that personally at 22-1.
Well, I guess with me thinking the +2 will land, I would argue otherwise. But I mean, at 22-1,
you don't have to pay much to find out, do you?
You don't. You certainly don't. You know, a couple of, well, even just a pound at that, and you've you know, you've ended for a nice profit. So we found out the nap of you guys. Now, Alex and I always try and make sure we don't nap in the same game.
Yes.
The only time we do that is when we've both got really strong opinions and we like to give our egos a bit of a boost and go head to head.
Okay.
I won the last one.
Go on.
I just thought, well, that was when Barcelona and Atleti played. He went for Atleti, I went for Barcelona and Messi. I won. Yes. About time, to be fair. Alex has had the hold over me recently. But I'm going to go for Friday night's game. I'm going to go to a different game.
Right.
I'm going to put Benfica to win and Jonas to score. The 11-5 win cast. A guy who's, as we've spoken about his record, it's exceptional. 55 goals in 65 games. Benfica are in great form. It's actually changed again, this price now, hasn't it?
It's been cut again to 21 to 10 now. So people are either listening into this podcast or they've spotted the same thing as
maybe
you.
Maybe that guy sat next to me on the way in and saw my notes.
That's a possibility as well.
But yeah, I'm going to go Jonas and Benfica. Anytime Wincass, 21 to 10.
Very good. Unfortunately, you can't play that as a treble because the anytime goal Wincast is just singles only. But Jonas and Benfica, 21 to 10 for Ray. Alex going with Juventus Napoli, both teams to score 10 to 11. And I'm going to go with Real Madrid and both teams to score at 13 to 10. Thank you, Mr. Druitt.
Thank you, Dave. Thank you. It's been an absolute pleasure. We do have the
ACCA to
put up, don't
we? I nearly forgot it. I almost got through the entire podcast without making some sort of faux pas, but that didn't materialise. We do have the European football coupon. If you click on sports.williamhill.com and then click on football and click on coupons, you will see towards the top of the page, you've got the Euro Major Leagues coupon. And each and every week, basically because you and Alex found putting up a sixfold on both teams to score was too difficult, you've gone to a straight win accumulator now on six teams. And of course, if you play this, there's bonuses and you've got the ACCA insurance as well running for you, where if one team lets you down, you get your stake refunded as a free bet up to £50. So well worth having a sixfold on the European leagues this weekend.
Definitely. And I mean, there are a lot of short prices out there, and if you get six short prices and throw them together, you come up with a decent price. Alex and I have come pretty close. We put up a very short one last week and a bigger one. Alex will tell you exactly how we got on.
I've seen his spreadsheets out there.
He does good work on Excel. Some of his best work in Excel. But this week, I think we're going to put up the sixfold.
Yep.
Sevilla, home against Las Palmas. Sevilla's own record speaks for itself. Very, very strong. Coming back into some kind of form. Dortmund to beat Hanover at home. Empoli to beat Frosinone at home. Empoli score a lot of goals. Frosinone are not the worst side in the world, but Empoli probably have too much for them at home. Paris Saint-Germain, always win. Can have the title wrapped up, theoretically, in about 2.5 weeks.
Which is ridiculous, isn't it, really?
Provided it goes to plan, I think they've got three more games left before they can wrap up the title.
I can't imagine being a French football fan out there, though, and thinking that there's 2 months to go in the season, and with 2.5 months to go in the season, it's done.
Yeah.
Seems a bit ridiculous, really.
I guess if you're a PSG fan, it's all about the Champions League, isn't it? I think that's the goal. I mean, they won 3-0 last night in the Coupe de France or the Coupe de Ligue. They beat Lyon comfortably in the end. So we'll go for PSG to beat Lille. We'll go for Real Madrid to beat Bilbao. I think Bilbao will probably get something in terms of the plus two, but I think the 1-4 on Real Madrid to win. As you said, last 10 or 11 in the league is spot on. I was just struggling for a sixth, but PSV away at NEC, 6-10 for them. So that pays around about 11-2 for the sixfold. Obviously, you'll get your 10% bonus if they land. You'll get your money back if five win and one lets you down.
So while we're checking that out, have a look at that Euro Major Leagues coupon. Maybe follow Ray in or select six of your own. You do qualify for ACCA insurance and get that 10% bonus if you land as well. Thank you, everyone, for listening to the podcast. Thank you, Mr. Druitt.
It's been a pleasure, Dave. Thanks thanks for stepping in, because Alex couldn't be bothered to turn up for work.
That's about right. That sounds about right. Remember, you can follow us all on Twitter as well. Make sure you check out this podcast at audioboom.com by typing in William Hill, and check us out on iTunes as well. And the European Football Podcast Boys will be back next weekend.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.